This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Folks who are new listeners asking, okay, Tara, you're talking about California. You said we have the same national policy. Yes, we do. Energy Secretary Doug Burgum, warning, we are on the verge of Spain-style blackouts if we continue with the current policy. What is that? That is to totally get rid of coal by 2030. Folks, the price of energy across the board in America went up 29% under Joe Biden. That was not an accident. Under Barack Obama, 40% of our energy mix was coal. We will have 0% by 2030, but we won't have significantly increased the wattage. It's a disaster.
And so we in America, we became dangerously close to that right now. We've got parts of our country that are at risk for those same kind of what I'll call the Biden brownouts and blackouts to happen because we over-subsidized the intermittent and we over-regulated all of the baseload in an idea to, quote, save the planet. And all we're doing is potentially putting our own country at risk.
Again, that's Doug Burgum, our energy secretary. Okay, listen to this. He's explaining how China is going to kick our butt no matter what we do with the tariffs if Congress doesn't get its act together. And a lot of the fixes for this are in the big, beautiful bill. Take a listen.
If you were to ask me what's the thing that keeps me awake at night, this is the issue. And it's so thrilling and refreshing that you understand the scale, the magnitude, and the importance of this, the AI arms race, which is really driven by access to electricity. And China last year brought on 94.5 gigawatts of coal-powered electricity. 1 gigawatt is Denver. So they brought on 94 Denvers just last year. That's more than all we have today for all of California and all of New York is less than 94. So they added a New York and a California worth of electricity last year just from coal. They're still getting 60% of their base load from coal. And people may stop listening when they hear the word coal, but coal, from an electricity standpoint, thermal coal is fantastic base load. It has, you know, all the characteristics to allow you to maintain amperage and voltage to keep a system going. And I think we just saw in Spain, you know, they were celebrating on April 12th of this past month that they'd shut down their last coal plant. And then a week after that, they were celebrating the fact that they had their first day of 100% renewables on their system. And then the next week, they were a global news story because people were trapped in subways, all airline flights canceled, hospitals were panicking with lack of power because they had a rolling blackout and grid failure because it just defies physics. You can't run an electrical grid with just intermittent power. You cannot run with something that is based in intermittent is the definition of solar or wind because the sun doesn't shine at night and the wind doesn't blow every day.
If you're just tuning in and you're wondering, wait, what are we talking about? California is in crisis. Their last two big oil refineries are shutting down. That's 20% of their oil. They're looking at $10 a gallon gas. They're in a panic. So they're talking about seizing the refining factories, refining facilities that are shutting down because of their regulations. I said, it's absolutely classic. It's exactly what the USSR did. It's what China did during the communist revolution and then the secondary revolution in the 50s. And it's what Ukraine did too. Same thing, same play. Texter reminds me Venezuela did it as well. Chavez took over the oil industry in Venezuela. They quickly went from being rich to a third world hellhole. This is the Marxist playbook. It's what they're discussing in California right now. I wanted to point it out to you so that you would not doubt me when I told you, this is the article from the New York Times. It's yellow now. I keep it in a file because I know where they're going. You want to buy meat in this economy where the New York Times is urging Biden, Kamala Harris to get on with it. Declare a climate emergency, seize means of production for energy and food, seize it all. So the goal of the Democrats is to drive up the price of this until it is crushing or the blackouts happen, and then they seize means of production, total power. They've done this so many times in so many countries. So many times in so many countries. Text writes, Chair, go back to Obama administration. Maxine Waters' congressional hearing literally stated, the socialist wants to take over the oil industry. Of course they do. They just want power. They just want power. Okay, that all ties in. Trump knows he's got to save us, okay? Because here's the problem. China's on track by 2035 to have the eight terabyte of power level that they need to crush us, and they will. It won't matter what the tariffs say or do or what's in place. Okay, right now, we are on track to have three. China right now has three. Folks, our factories don't gonna be able to run. You're not gonna be able to have a factory here. You're gonna have to go to China. And that's the Democrats' goal, destroy the country. Any way possible. Okay, meanwhile, a lot of what we need is in the big, beautiful bill. Because remember, Biden put the permitting, somebody operating the auto signature pen put the permitting process off limits and froze the whole dang, like you could see the line around the Coast Guard, right? So you need permits for exploration before you can get permits to drill. You need permits to test the drilling before you can get permits to go ahead and go for it. That's what they have shut down. They didn't shut down the active permits that's already pulling stuff out of the ground, but they're gutting us going forward so we can't get the energy out of the ground. So Trump needs to reverse that. It's in the big, beautiful bill along with everything else. And he's asked, look, Musk seems to be kind of mad at you about the big, beautiful bill. And Trump finally responds to what Musk said on CBS, which was this.
So, you know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not just decrease it, and undermines the work that the Doge team is doing.
I actually thought that when this big, beautiful bill came
undermines
along,
the like, work the Doge team is doing. Okay, Trump's asked about it.
Mr. President, Elon Musk in a television interview criticized the one beautiful, big, beautiful bill, saying he was disappointed it didn't cut enough, essentially, that it undercut the Doge efforts. What's your reaction to that?
Well, the reaction's a lot of things. Number one, we have to get a lot of votes. We can't be cutting. You know, we need to get a lot of support, and we have a lot of support. We had to get it through the House. The House was, we have no Democrats. You know, if it's up to the Democrats, they'll take the 65% increase. You know, if that doesn't get approved, this country is going to have a 65% increase in taxes and lots of other problems, big problems, almost bigger than that. But we'll have a 65% increase as opposed to the largest tax cut in the history of our country. We will be negotiating that bill, and I'm not happy about certain aspects of it, but I'm thrilled by other aspects of it. That's the way they go. It's very big. It's the big, beautiful bill. But the beautiful is because of all of the things we have. The biggest thing being, I would say, the level of tax cutting that we're going to be doing. We're going to make people really be able
to. And the energy stuff's in there, too, to override Biden. And Congress knows that, and they're creating a hostage situation. Okay, you let us break the bank. You let us print and print and print and print and print. You let us go beyond what even Biden did. Let us raid the Treasury, and we'll give you what you need. That's what he's saying. Like, what do you want me to do? The good news is he's actually got a pretty good plan right now. I'll tell you what it is coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, the desperation to stop Trump. Folks, let me ask you a question. If they really thought Trump's tariffs were going to fail, they believed that. They were going to hurt the American economy, hurt American, you know, businesses, which Democrats are always trying to do themselves. Would they stop them? Would they try to stop them? No, they wouldn't. They'd let them go forward. It'd be the best thing ever because Democrats don't have any other ideas. Instead, they're suing to stop them. Why? They think they'll work. That's why. By the way, already on track to bring in Trump's tariffs, $255 billion per year to the Treasury, most of it without raising the prices of goods because producers are eating it. We don't know if that'll continue. I don't know. We hope it will. It's not working out so bad so far. That's why they're in a frothing panic. So they went to this three panel of judges, one of whom is a Trump appointee. Kind of embarrassing for Trump. Now, this court is an Article III court, and it was created to deal with individual trade disputes brought before it. It does not have the power to regulate the executive branch. It just made it up. So this is a massive power grab by this court to do this. Scott Bessent made a great point on this, the Treasury Secretary. He said, listen, the Senate, which gave Trump the tariff power, could stop him anytime it wants, but they're not.
Well, Brett, it seems highly inappropriate for the judiciary to wade in here when the Senate had the opportunity to override the president and didn't. So, you know, in terms of separation of powers, the Senate has chosen not to exercise their powers, and the president absolutely has the right to set the trade agenda for the U.S. This administration is committed to fair trade, and we are striking the best deals for the American people, and anything that the courts do to get in the way, they both harms the American people in terms of trade and in terms of tariff revenue.
Yeah, so we had another higher court basically overturn it for now. But in the meantime, Trump made a remarkable admission. And I've kind of been saying this to you for a while. He admitted he screwed up in his last term. But this is actually good that he sees this. If he couldn't see this, I'd be a lot more worried. Trump just admitted in a Truth Social post that he appointed bad judges who, quote, hate Trump, unquote, in his last term because he listened to the Federalist Society, which is supposed to be conservative but really isn't, and that they took advantage of him because he was new in Washington. What do you make of this? 800-905-0989. They took advantage of him because he was new. He writes, the U.S. Court of International Trade incredibly ruled against the United States of America. He said the full 11-judge panel of the federal court has just stayed the order. So that's good. Tariffs are back on for now. Where do these initial three judges come from? How is it possible for them to have potentially done such damage to the U.S.? Is it purely a hatred of Trump? What other reason could it be? He said, I was new to Washington, and it was suggested that I use the Federalist Society as a recommended source on judges. I did so openly and freely, but then realized they were under the thumb of a real sleazebag named Leonard Leo, a bad person who, in his own way, probably hates America and obviously has his own separate ambitions. He openly brags how he controls judges and even justices of the United States Supreme Court. I hope that is not so, and I don't believe it is. In any event, Leo left the Federalist Society to do his own thing. He puts it in air quotes. I am so disappointed in the Federalist Society because of the bad advice they gave me on numerous judicial nominations. This is something that cannot be forgotten. With that said, he said, I'm very proud of many of our picks, but very disappointed in others. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Amy Coney Barrett, absolute disaster, said it at the time, got beat up by some of you. A lot of these judges were very easy to see through. Trump can't do everything, but at least he's admitting he made a mistake. Maybe he won't do it in the future. He put a lot of really bad people on the bench, and that's biting him right now. It's biting us right now. There's a lot of people who he should have better judgment about, including folks, whoever's giving him advice about Ukraine, because that was a disaster this week. And a lot, if you notice, I haven't talked a lot about Ukraine, what's going on there, because I was trying to understand it. And what was so bizarre about it, online investigative reporter Ian Miles Chong nailed this. Trump doesn't seem to know what's going on in the Ukraine war. He came out screaming at Putin, saying he's going mad, he's bombing people for no reason, he's killing civilians for no reason. And Trump was asked about that comment that he made and didn't seem to have basic information about what Ukraine is doing. I've been documenting this for a very long time. Every time that Trump gets really close to a major, and I'm talking Pulitzer winning kind of peace deal, NATO and Zelensky, which is just NATO, they're only using Zelensky, goes on a massive murder and bombing run inside of Russia to scuttle it. They've tried to kill Putin three times, and that's always been after Zelensky threatened to assassinate him. And so Trump was caught flat-footed, didn't seem to realize any of this was going on. Take a listen to this.
Can I follow up on that? A Russian commander reportedly said that Putin was almost caught in the middle of a drone attack from Ukraine. So do you have any...
I haven't heard that, but maybe that would be a reason. I don't know, but I have not heard that.
President Trump, Secretary...
Damn. Yeah, it was the largest drone swarm of the entire war. NATO sent it. Folks, only the West has the ability to know where Putin is and to hit him like that. So that's either the Israeli intel, our intel, or British intel. There's only three in the world that could do it. That's Western targeting. We may have even done that. He didn't know. And the internet, those of us who understand this conflict and have followed it since Obama started that war, which, by the way, that's not a conspiracy theory. You know who said that? Marco Rubio. Remember how angry the media got at him about a month ago? He said, it's a proxy war. We started it. Media lost their damn mind. He finally said it. That's our war. It's not even our war. It's Obama's war. It's Biden's war. He just screamed at Putin, condemned him. NATO followed by announcing in response that they were going to allow targeting anywhere inside Russia. And Trump had bad information. Whole time. Didn't even know the basics on the conflict. Look, he's got a gazillion hoppers in the fire. He needs new advisors on Ukraine. He didn't know the basics going on the ground there, including the massive drone swarm bombing in Russia, which is why Putin turned around after the assassination attempt, put 50,000 troops in the border. That's what you get. And here's the triple problem we got here. I suspect Trump doesn't know this either. You know how Hegseth smartly cut off all the supplies to NATO because they've gone rogue in February? And then Trump publicly ordered them, no, send the stuff. Send what? Send drones. You mean the ones bombing Russia? Those drones? And that is why Medvedev, last 24 hours, he's talking World War III. Folks, Trump's getting bad advice and we are rolling into World War III. And now you've got Germany going... you know what? This is great. Yeah, we will just go ahead and hit anywhere we want inside of Russia. They're a NATO member. Folks, he has got to get this straightened out over the weekend. He has got to start getting better sources. I have a feeling it's Kellogg, but I don't know. This is the same thing with the judges. This is bad information. This is really frightening to hear him say he didn't know that, folks. I told you that on Tuesday, the president didn't know it.
Can I follow up on that? A Russian commander reportedly said that Putin was almost caught in the middle of a drone attack from Ukraine. So do you have any...
I haven't heard that, but maybe that would be a reason. I don't know.
Yeah, it's why he's bombing. It's why he's bombing. Wow. And folks, the odds are we're the ones doing the targeting for the bombing inside Russia, which is part of the nuclear doctrine of Russia for retaliation. He didn't know any of it. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.